This here is a remarkable, so
welcome to the Wedding of Distinction podcast, a program for the unique bride and groom. The Wedding of Distinction is a concept where brides and grooms want something better. Not just your average wedding. We have the tools to make that happen. Now, here's your host, Mike Fornino.
Hi, everybody. This is a special edition of the Wedding of Distinction. This is an update for June 1st, 2020, regarding the COVID-19 crisis here in the state of Connecticut. I've been trying passionately to get a response from the governor, Governor Ned Lamont from Connecticut. I've reached out to his department and requested an interview with him for the podcast to get some kind of clarity as to what's going on with the situation. And I have not heard back from the governor, but I did get this response yesterday from the department that manages everything and works with the governor. It happens to be the JIC, the Joint Information Center. And I'm going to read to you the letter that they sent to me, giving a little bit more clarity moving forward as to how things are looking as far as weddings in 2020 and what we can expect. The letter reads as follows. Thank you for reaching out to the Joint Information Center. We hope this message finds you and your loved ones healthy and well, and we are very sorry to hear that you've had a hard time getting in contact with us. We know what a difficult time this is for all, and extend our apologies for the added layer that wedding planning during such an uncertain time presents. Although May 20th provided us a step forward with the beginning of the first phase in Connecticut's reopening process, we recognize that many questions within the wedding industry remain unanswered and appreciate your understanding of the slow rollout as we all work to keep everyone's health and safety a top priority. Due to the changing circumstances and very fluid nature of this pandemic, we unfortunately do not have a fixed timeline to offer in regards to when it will become possible to host large events, including weddings. That said, the acceptable gathering size is anticipated to expand to groups of less than 50 people come phase two of reopening, which right now is charted for late June, specifically June 20th. If all goes well, the acceptable gathering size will increase again into the third phase of reopening, anticipated for July 20th. The caveat to these estimates, of course, is that each phase of reopening is largely dependent on one that comes before. That means that at any point, if there is a spike in the number of confirmed cases, hospitalizations, deaths, etc., these timelines and any elements of the current reopening plan are subject to change. We emphasize how difficult this makes planning a wedding, of course, and we will continue to post updates as they become available. Religious services often come up alongside questions regarding weddings. Governor Lamont's Executive Order 7D limited such gatherings to 50 people and was recently adjusted by way of an executive order to reflect a limit of 25% of the fire marshal capacity at a given place of worship, with a maximum of 100 people. As such, if a wedding service will be religious in nature, the ceremony itself may have up to the number of attendees permitted per the 25% capacity rule at the house of worship. The reception, however, is limited to up to 5 people right now, and 50 people anticipated for phase 2, and potentially more in phase 3, if all conditions are met with COVID-related metrics. Unfortunately, we cannot make predictions further out from what they've already been outlined above this time. However, the DECD continues to work diligently on reopening guidelines, and any new updates or information will be posted on their website as soon as it becomes available. We know how stressful it can be to plan a wedding and to work to support clients whose plans of their special day have been upended by the pandemic. So thank you for all you are doing to keep yourself and your neighbors safe during these complicated times. Okay, so there's the letter. And I'm going to try now to unpack this the best way that I can based on everything I've heard so far. And I've been in contact with several wedding facilities. This is how things are starting to shape up. There will be 4 phases to reopening in this process, which we've already started our phase 1 reopening as of May 20th. Even though gatherings of 5 people or more are not allowed inside, restaurants have started serving people, again, outside, with special accommodations. That really seems to be the key. Outdoor events have been determined to be safer right now, as the virus does not spread nearly as well in an outdoor environment because of air circulation. Keep that in mind as we continue into summer. Phase 2 will happen on June 20th, and providing the metrics continue to show a downward recession of the virus, hospitalizations and related death guidance will be upped to gatherings of 50 people or more for indoor events. That means small and intimate weddings can actually happen now. I want you to keep in mind that I've heard the state of Connecticut is distributing special thermometers to all wedding facilities that you simply point at someone's forehead and it provides an instant body temperature reading. People with a temperature of 100.5 or higher will be asked to leave. I've also heard that tables will be 6 feet apart, maximum 6 people per table. Masks will be required when having social conversations, and dancing will be discouraged with anyone except for people from your own household. Who really sees that rule working? Not me. Many restaurants are setting up outdoor accommodations, and this is going to follow through to the wedding facilities as well. Expect that late summer and fall weddings will be held under tents outside for gatherings of 100 people or more. When we hit phase 3 on July 20th, that's when guidance will be revised upwards to gatherings of 100 or more people. This sets up a 3-month salvation for wedding venues trying to make something out of 2020 during the months of August, September, and October. So many places have been hit hard, and I'm sure they'll do whatever is necessary to get business back up and running. Phase 4 is speculated for August 20th, and there really isn't prepared guidance at the current time, so please allow me to speculate. I believe if the virus is at unmeasurable levels, we can have a chance of seeing a return to something close to normalcy. There's just no way to tell yet. I still believe that we will see weddings in August, September, and October. Now, November might actually be a pretty busy month. And keep in mind that December presents beautiful winter theme and Christmas theme wedding opportunities. There you go. That's the latest. I will continue to reach out to the governor of the state of Connecticut, Ned Lamont, for further guidance. And we'll see what happens. In the meantime, I wish you health, safety, and peace of mind. Take care, everybody.
The Wedding of Distinction podcast is a production of Music in Motion Entertainment. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized publication of this program is strictly prohibited. For the Wedding of Distinction podcast, I'm Mike Vincent. Happy wedding planning, everybody. Come on.